I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock from the Score Update studio. I'm Nick Szepkowski. The Bears continue to get ready for the Vikings on Sunday. Adrian Peterson met the media by way of conference call at Hallis Hall today and was asked about the intimidation factor the Bears defense presents.
Intimidation? you kind of lost me when you said intimidation. Nothing really, to be honest with you. They're a good defense for what I've seen so far, but intimidated, not at all.
Noon kick Sunday. Bears trying to make it 3-4 on the season. Bulls look to start the year 2-0 tonight there in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. It's one of 14 games going on the NBA schedule this evening. Word just came out from Casey Johnson's Twitter feed. Joakim Noah going to warm up and try and play in this one this evening. Baseball, World Series Game 2 tonight. Royals lead that series 1-0 over the Mets after a 14-inning win last night. Johnny Cueto, Jacob DeGrom in the pitching matchup. Today, Derrick Rose's rape accuser says that she wants $21.5 million from the Bulls guard. Blackhawks are off today. They return to action tomorrow night. They'll be in Winnipeg. College football, former NIU coach and Southern Illinois football coach Jerry Kill retires from the University of Minnesota. Kill had two seizures earlier this week. NFL, Dez Bryant returned to the practice field today for the Cowboys, and multiple reports have the Marlins and Don Mattingly in ongoing negotiations to fill that manager spot. I hate you, Tannehill. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Leader Bar in Chicago tomorrow for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Millennium Garages, Chicago fans' preferred football season parking headquarters.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than that.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
To me, this is a different
Jay Cutler.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
We will start with our version of Helen Thomas. It is Frank in Oak Park on the score.
Boy, Helen Thomas, jeez.
Birmingham, congratulations. That's the first time Frank's been off script in all the years.
Yep, knocked him off script, as I did.
Always a pleasure here.
Barkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Ed Napleton, Elmhurst Acura Kia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Hub is at Hub Arkish on Twitter, also responsible for at Shy Football and ChicagoFootball.com. He joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hub, hello.
How you doing, guys?
We're well. We're good.
And here is Frank in Oak Park on the score.
Hub, over the past few weeks, you've said the Bears could be a playoff contender by next season. I'm guessing you mean a wild card team and not a squad that could actually dethrone the Packers with a healthy Rodgers. Assuming none of the Bears going on IR the remaining 10 weeks are key veterans with career-threatening injuries, and also assuming Kevin White has given the green light for full off-season drills and practices by next March, what are the four or five key personnel group moves, and maybe it's more, the Bears need to produce that 9-10 win NFC wildcard contender? And how has that opinion changed since the season began? Well, Frank, thank you as always. First of all, not only do I not see him catching the Packers as soon as next year, they ain't catching the Vikings either. I mean, this is going to be interesting this Sunday because this is an ascending football team, and they're not there yet. But yes, any chance the Bears would have as soon as next year would be as a wild card, and I don't really see that happening. I think it's probably more likely the year after. Now, your question to get there, they've got to get better on the offensive line. You know, it's fun to talk about how good Kyle Long is and how good he can be, but at the end of the day, you're really talking about him and Matt Slauson as the only kind of cornerstones of an offensive line. You're hoping Ronis Grassou grows into one. We don't know at this point with the injuries and at this stage of his career where Jermon Bushrod is really at, and certainly Vladimir Dacosta is not the future. So they need at least one more, maybe two stud offensive linemen. We hope that Jeremy Langford is the heir apparent to Matt Forte, but if he's not, you got to stock that position as well. And, you know, as you said, we'll see what happens with Kevin White. We're going to count on him for purposes of this conversation. On the defensive line, they need at least two starters, studs. You know, I like what I've seen of Jarvis Jenkins. I like what I've seen of Eddie Goldman. I think Will Sutton was great before he got hurt, but he's really just not big enough to be a starter in a 30 front. So I think if they had two more starter quality players along with those three, they could be fine there. They need two starting inside linebackers. On the outside, you know, maybe I'm intrigued. You know, Willie Young quietly seems to take some steps each week, and it's more in the nickel than it is playing outside linebacker. But, you know, who knows? They definitely need two starters on the inside. Probably, I think Sam Acho would be fine across from Pernell McPhee, but you need some depth there, worst case. And you need, you know, at least one and possibly two starting cornerbacks. So we're talking about.
Jeez. Oh, my God. This is quite a laundry list here. I don't want to do this laundry. Wow. All right, Steve and Glenn Ellen, you're on the score with Hub.
Hey, guys. Hub, a question for you regarding the Bears' run defense, which has been poor all year, and I don't really seem to fall out against Detroit. And can't believe I'm saying it, but it seems as though not having Shay McClellan in the game perhaps had an impact. But I'm wondering if, you know, getting Rawl back, perhaps McClellan at some point, is going to make a difference, particularly against backs like Peterson, and then we're going to face Todd Gurley. Is that going to make a difference, or are we just in for sort of a long trench throughout this year?
Yeah, I mean, Antrell Rawl has got some things to prove. I'm delighted that it looks like he'll be back. He has been practicing, but he was not the former Pro Bowler that you hoped you were getting, you know, prior to the injury. So hopefully he is not only healthy but can take a step over where he was before.
If they miss Shea, it's just more about the job he was doing, getting people lined up right and getting the calls in. I just don't think there's that much difference in terms of playmaking and, you know, explosion and changing the flow of the game. The problem is you're talking about possibly the cream of the cream right now. We know AT is, and boy, Gurley sure has looked like it the last 3 weeks. So I just don't see this unit doing a whole lot to stop those two guys. I mean, there are other running games that they should be able to be more stout against, but I think they have a real problem in those two games.
Next up is Dave. He's in Stickney. He's on the Score.
Hi, Bob. I know the reason that the Denver Broncos are undefeated right now is because of their defense. So my question is, are we seeing the last season for Peyton Manning?
Boy, Dave, I can't imagine we're not. I mean, I was actually working on that game today, and the numbers, they've gotten worse each week. That's the part I don't think people realize, is it's not just how bad the numbers are, but he is digressing rapidly. I mean, you know, he's got a 72 passer rating. That's unheard of for him. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm trying to do this from memory. I think it might have been more interceptions than touchdowns, or it was close.
It is.
Yeah, I mean,
he had more interceptions than touchdowns. That's right.
He's a shadow of himself, and so my guess is that he's regretting having gone for it this year. But there's no way he's going to quit in the middle of the year. You can't do that. He's a Hall of Famer. But it's just unless there is some kind of unbelievable renaissance the second half of the season, I cannot imagine how he would be back next year.
Mike in Bucktown, say hi to Hub. You're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I'm curious what you think trade value Jay Cutler might have at the end of this season.
We've got to make some assumptions. I mean, does he continue to play the way he has so far? Does he improve a little bit? Does he take a step backwards? I guess all I can do is say, based on what we've seen in the first six games and some of the improved play, I suspect there's somebody out there who would give you a 4 or a 5 on the chance that they can do better. You know, I don't know that you could get a 3. Maybe you get a couple 4s. He's only 32 years old. He's got the unique gifts. You know, he seems to be accepting coaching for the first time in his career. You know, maybe that's a possibility. The worst of the contract is behind you. I mean, the numbers are big now, but the guaranteed dollars don't go with. And so, maybe you could get a 3, but more likely I think it would be a 4.
Here's Tim in Highland Park on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. Boy, I'd like to know what your thoughts are and what you think the future is for online fantasy play for the future and online games.
Well, I meant to read it. I know there was some legislation introduced, I believe, yesterday in the Illinois House. They're going to try and limit some of it. There's no question that it's gambling. We can't kid ourselves about that. But it is different from gambling on point spreads. And then there's a second, much more important difference in that the NFL is invested in it. So unlike going to Capitol Hill every year to lobby against legalized point spread betting, they're going to go to Capitol Hill to lobby against leaving this alone. So I don't really understand. As I said, I wish I'd gotten to read what this legislation was, because, I mean, you either do or you don't. I mean, what is it they want to limit? That's the part that I don't get. I mean, yes, there has to be some regulation to make sure that there's no insider information. You know, I think the two major sites have already taken the steps that should have been in place in the beginning to say that if you work there, you can't play. But I just think there's, you've got Disney heavily invested. You've got other, there's just too many powerful companies and people involved to put a stop to it. I think the horse is out of the barn. So I think it's going to be okay. And to be honest with you, I'm not even sure, in the past, the politicians who have taken a stance and tried to do something about gambling, it tends to be more of a conservative issue. But I don't see where this is a popular one. I mean, who's going to win votes by taking away daily fantasy football? So I just don't think there's going to be enough, emphasis or momentum behind it to do much about it.
Grays Lake, he's Todd. He's on the Score.
Hey, Hub, I'm going to horrify you with my weekly Browns question. Has there ever been a team in the history of modern football that's drafted worse over a 16-year period? And And is there anything at all that they can do to change this? I mean, a trained monkey could do a better job. And I'm being serious when I say that. And being a Browns fan is like being a WNBA fan. Nobody knows that they really exist. And when you watch, it makes you hate sports. And one last real quick question. Joe Thomas has got to be the unluckiest guy in the world. The only hit they've had in 16 years is that poor guy. And he's got to be thinking, why couldn't they have screwed up one more year and he might have been out of that hellhole? And is there any chance that poor guy's going to get jettisoned and have a chance to play on a real team? And I'm a Browns fan.
I don't know why you bother.
Holy God. Stop being that.
Well, I think one of the things he's frustrated about is these reports that they may be getting ready to put Manziel back in the lineup. And,
yeah.
And you know, I'd have to go do some research. I think there's a chance that the Bears, you know, from really maybe 09 through, well, we can't include this year, there are a lot of teams that haven't drafted well. And so I don't know if they're the worst, but they've done a poor job. You know, that's the point. And Ray Farmer, I want to say this is his third full season, although he missed the first 4 weeks of it with the suspension. But I guess I kind of reported that inaccurately on our air, guys. I apologize. The original suspension was 8 games, and apparently I missed the appeal. I think he has been back, and they turned it to 4 weeks. But it's tough. You know, there's a lot of franchises that have gone through a lot of dark periods. As a matter of fact, the Cleveland Browns have been to the playoffs more recently than the Buffalo Bills. You know, maybe the Bills have drafted a little bit better. I don't know. But there are teams that get into this rut, and you got to find the right guy. And the question is Jimmy Haslam going to clean house? Is he going to replace Ray Farmer, replace Mike Pettine? There's nothing on their resumes at this point to suggest they're going to get it turned. So I guess that would be the next move for Browns fans.
And you've got more time with Hub 312-644-6767. The Score, senior football expert Hub Arkish is talking to you right here. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, come out and play.
Your weekend kicks off with Thursday Night Football on CBS 2 and NFL Network. This time, it's the Dolphins taking on the Patriots for some primetime action. Who will come out on top? Football starts here, Thursday night on CBS and NFL Network.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. D'Angelo Williams was fined for his eye black. And before you get offended at the NFL doing something which I think will be perceived as stupid, you got to realize that D'Angelo Williams did what he meant to do. He brought awareness to a cause that is very near and dear to his heart. Lost his mom to breast cancer. He's dyed his hair pink in the past. And now he continues to bring awareness to it by having Find the Cure underneath his eyelids. And the NFL fined him $5,757. And oh yeah, by the way, those fines go to a charity of your choice. Guess what his charity is? And because you're going to be appalled at a uniform policy that allows no exceptions, you start to understand that D'Angelo Williams wanted to bring attention to this cause, and by the NFL fining him, he actually gets his wish, and he donates money that he would have donated anyway. And so it all actually makes sense, as does the NFL's rules, because once you make one exception, you got to make 100 others. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Love wine but feel clueless in the wine aisle? Club W personalizes wine to your palate and delivers it directly to your doorstep, all at a fantastic price. Right now, Club W is offering 50% off your first month's order at clubw.com/radio. Stop wasting time and money and start drinking wine you know you'll love. Visit clubw.com/radio for 50% off your first month's order today. 50% off is an instant rebate credit. Maximum credit of $20. Must be 21 or older. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. W Inc. Buellton, California.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS. CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays. Find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan.
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice. Runs in a family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth.
I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods, Fridays, only CBS. Go 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Marcus, that's getting better now. And that's who you're talking to, The Score senior football expert. He's at 312-644-6767. He's heard from several of his friends already today. I'm sure there are more waiting.
There is Brandon in Deerfield waiting next on The Score for Hub.
Thanks for taking my call, Hub. My question is, when you're looking at the college landscape, there doesn't appear to be any type of franchise quarterback. So you want to look at backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Is there someone you would consider a starter as a backup right now that maybe you could look to trade for?
There really isn't, Brandon. I mean, this is actually an interesting and much bigger issue and question than what you want to do for the Bears, which is the scarcity of starting caliber quarterbacks across the league. You're talking about backups. I can't find 32 starters. I mean, you know, if you're telling me I could have my pick of the starter on any other team, there's only about a dozen, you know, that I'd want to bring in and say, yeah, that's definitely an improvement over Jay Cutler. And, you know, you look at the kids coming out of college. It's too early to say I missed on Mariota. I may have. You know, I wasn't a big fan, and he got off to a good start. We don't know about Jameis Winston. You know, look at this is, to me, interesting. I hope it is to everybody else. I was also working on the Panthers-Colts game today. I'm looking at Cam Newton. People are talking about Cam Newton as an MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm. They are.
He's got a 72 passer rating. He's another one with as many interceptions as touchdowns. His average per pass is well under 7. His completion rate is in the 50s. What he has done is he's rushed for 21 first downs. And so he's a winner. He's a playmaker. But here's, you know, supposedly one of the most promising young quarterbacks in the league, and he really hasn't progressed at all in 4 years. And so it's a problem at the position. And so the answer to your question is no, I can't find a backup I would want. I can't, I mean, you know, 6 years ago, at least you could make a bold trade for a Jay Cutler. I can't even find that guy, you know, if somebody was willing to part with a starter who I'd give up a one or a two. It's just a real problem around the league, and it's not just the Bears who have the problem.
Yeah, well, the guys getting traded are Nick Foles and Sam Bradford and some of that stuff.
Sam Bradford is awful.
Yeah, I mean, we could be facing, we talked about it a lot, a looming quarterback crisis.
The guy that you might find interesting, and it's the Jay Cutler syndrome, is if the Niners are ready to quit, somebody will trade for Colin Kaepernick because there is a semi-load full of ability there if you mm-hmm. get it out of him. But now we're learning more about him as somewhat of a loner, you know, somewhat of a different personality type, not being negative. There's nothing wrong with it. But, I mean, he's the one guy that comes to mind who, if he were available, I think would intrigue a whole bunch of people. You know, there's one guy who I'm curious about. It's Brock Osweiler. And, you know, Peyton Manning isn't there because the Broncos had no other choice. They've been grooming him for a while. And this kid, he's about 6'6", 6'7", big body, big arm, will stand in the pocket. We haven't seen him. We don't know what he will do. But obviously John Elway thinks he can do something because he's been grooming him for 3 or 4 years. So that may be a name to keep an eye on. But boy, it's hard to even come up with one name.
Wheeling next. Ethan, you're on The Score.
Hub, I'm glad you brought up Cam Newton's numbers. Monday on the morning show, you said, quote, "I think Sam Bradford is probably a better quarterback than people give him credit for."
Mm-hmm.
Through 7 games, he has 9 touchdowns versus 10 interceptions with a 76 quarterback rating. The eye test doesn't really help him out much as he's often missing open receivers, and he can't really run as well as Cam Newton. What exactly do you see in Sam Bradford that I clearly...
Well, I will tell you, and a lot of it came to me watching that game Sunday night between the two of them. He is as accurate as you're, well, not Aaron Rodgers, but I mean, other than a few exceptions, he's as accurate as you're going to find. He's got plenty of arm. He's not mobile, obviously, after a couple ACL tears. He wasn't mobile before that. You know, the interceptions are really what's dragging that rating down. I mean, he threw some passes Sunday night that I didn't know he could throw. And am I saying that he's the guy I'd want to go trade and build a franchise around? No. You know, obviously he hasn't demonstrated that. But I guess all I meant is what I said, was I do think he's better than we've given him credit for. He's not a chronic interception thrower the way Jay was. I think that, you know, if that were the only issue, it's possible some of that could be coached out of him. So, you know, what I don't understand about that trade is that he just doesn't fit what Chip Kelly wants to do.
That's what, yeah, you know, right, correct.
I mean, Chip Kelly is obviously a very knowledgeable offensive coach, and I can understand why somebody would want to take a chance on Bradford. I just wouldn't want to take a chance on him in that scheme.
That scheme
may be part of the reason for some of the picks. I can't claim that I've watched a ton of them this year, but it'd be interesting to go back and look at how many of those picks he's thrown on the run, because that's not what he is supposed to do, and that is something he has had to do, partially because of their offensive line problems and partially because of the scheme.
Charles is in his car, and he's on the score. Hello? Charles? No Charles. Instead, it's Brian and Joliet. Brian, you're next with Hub.
Hey, Tom Brady says he wants to play 10 more years. That's obviously not realistic, but how long, pending injuries, can this guy actually play?
Yeah, you know, people say stuff. I mean, I'd like to be president of the United States, but that's not going to happen.
No,
either,
you wouldn't.
So. You would not.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be miserable.
I actually would. That's a standing joke in our house. As my wife of 35 years, kids about when we first met, I told her I was going to do it.
Well,
I decided to be a football guy instead. No, seriously, you know, Brady says that stuff, and he's just playing everybody. He does that to get a rise out of you. He is playing as well today as he has at any point in his career.
That's the thing. Yeah, he is.
He's had the one major injury, and obviously the knee's been rehabbed. And as long as he's got guys like Gronkowski and plenty of offensive linemen to rotate in and out in front of him, I don't see why he couldn't do this for another, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. He is, I believe, 2 years younger than Peyton Manning. I don't think anybody realized that Manning was losing it until the late last season,
yeah,
and that was after 4 neck surgeries, which Brady hasn't had. I look at Brett Favre, you know, who had arguably the best year of his career in Minnesota, you know, in his 40s. So,
possible couple more, 5 more years?
Yeah, I would think, you know, at least 3 or 4, maybe 5 more years.
Okay.
Wow. Schaumburg, here's Matt. He's on the score.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going, Hub?
Good.
Hey, I've been a lifelong Bears fan. I've been watching the Vikings team the last couple of years. It seems like that GM they got, every draft pick that guy has, every player he's drafted seems to be an impact player. And I've always been worried about, you know, the big bad Packers and, you know, you can't wait for them to suck and Rodgers to break his neck and so on. But this Vikings team is not only built to be good for the next, you know, couple of years, but they've got a lot of good years, it seems like, in front of them. Just want to know your thoughts.
They're looking pretty good right now, and of course we're talking about Rick Spielman, the GM, and George Payton, his assistant, who grew up in the Bears organization. They got their start under Mark Hatley and Dave Wannstedt here in Chicago. There were people ready to can Rick 2 years ago, you know, he didn't deserve it, but I mean, it's not all his picks have hit, but he, what he's done is he has acquired a lot of high picks. He's found ways to trade up, to turn one number one into a 1 and a 2, to go the other way and come up from the second round, get into the bottom of the first round. And right now, he does have as much young talent as anybody in the league. I would not compare his draft rating to a Ted Thompson. You know, there are other guys who have done better. But Rick and George have done a great job up there. And that's where we came in on this. I said at the top of the show, I mean, that is an impressive young football team right now. You got this kid Stephon Diggs, you know, kind of comes out of nowhere. And you got Sharif Floyd prior to the injury playing like they thought he would. You know, that's an interesting one because I remember being so disappointed when the Bears took Kyle Long with Sharif Floyd on the board. Now, obviously, you know, Phil was right. I mean, Kyle's turned out to be a great football player, but so has Floyd. And so most of the other interesting thing about the Vikings is that a lot of these guys take a year or two. You know, Anthony Barr, to me, was a brilliant pick last year. He didn't do much. Take a look at him this year. He may be the next great defensive player in the league.
I loved him in college, too. I loved him. And then, then last year, Hub, I don't know where he went.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a learning process. He wasn't really with a fullback, I think, until his sophomore or junior year at UCLA. So, but getting back to the original point, right now, Rick Spielman is hot. They've done a really nice job up there. I'll tell you, the guy I'm not sure about is Bridgewater. I'm not negative on him. I'm just not sure. So we'll see. But they are in a hot streak, and recent drafts look to be paying off.
All right, we look forward to next week, my friend. We'll actually have Bears football to discuss, an actual game.
It will be fun. We've got pre and post this weekend Aurelio's. Huh?
Aurelio's.
Aurelio's. That's what I was thinking of some Latin pitcher.
No, it's Aurelio's Pizza, 1212 South Michigan Avenue.
Well, we'd love to have everybody come out. Olin and Big Cat and Pat Manley and Dan Pompey. Everybody will be there. We'll be there all day Sunday.
You got it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Bears getting ready for the Vikings on Sunday, as Hub was just talking about. Adrian Peterson met the media by way of conference call today at Hallis Hall and compared Bears running back Matt Forte to a certain NBA superstar.
Matt Forte, what would I call him? I would call him Stephon Curry. Mr. Dependable.
Noon kick Sunday. Bears trying to make it 3-4 on the year against the 4-2 Minnesota Vikings. Bulls trying to start the year 2-0 tonight. They're in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. That's one of 14 games on the NBA slate this evening. Tips off about a half hour from now. Joakim Noah will warm up. No official word whether or not he will play, however. World Series game 2 tonight as well. Royals up in that one 1-0 after a 14-inning win over the Mets last night. Johnny Cueto, Jacob deGrom in the pitching match. Derrick Rose's rape accuser today says that she wants $21.5 million from the Bulls guard. Blackhawks off today. They'll be in Winnipeg tomorrow night. College football, former NIU coach and Southern Illinois football coach Jerry Kill retiring from the University of Minnesota. He had suffered two seizures earlier this week. NFL, Dez Bryant returned to the practice field today for the Dallas Cowboys. And in Major League Baseball, the Marlins and Don Mattingly in ongoing negotiations to try and fill that managerial spot. Breaking news on the Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. October sales event going on now. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boy, the Marlins are dopes.
Don't just do that!
Why are they dopes?
I don't know. Why are you doing that? Find somebody who can actually think his way through a game. Or think his way through a lineup. There's a reason why Andrew Friedman is done with him. That should tell you something.
Yeah, it doesn't, apparently. He lands on his feet before he ever got... You know, he's already kind of landed on his feet. They're in negotiations. I mean, it was not a work very long.
You know, I wanted to get the chance to ask Hub about the Mike Freeman report about smokeless tobacco. Yeah. Maybe next time it's something will come up. Because I just... It's something, again, God, it's now that I think about it, and now that I actually have my... I'm attuned to it, that it's like every coach does have a dip in all the time in the NFL. It really is a thing. That light hadn't gone on. I hadn't given it a second thought.
No, I hadn't either.
And a lot of people weighed in after that call came in from Neil in Naperville, who talked about his issues and the surgeries that he had. And there was an email here from Stonecutter who said, for what it's worth, I know 6 or 7 people who still chew tobacco. Every single one of them is a high school football coach.
Huh. Okay.
Well, then you do have an example issue. I mean, because I don't care. I don't really think that NFL players and what they do from the earlier call, you're talking about Greg Hardy, you know, somebody think of the children. But high school coaches should not be dipping in front of their players.
Correct.
Absolutely 100%.
Absolutely verboten.
That is the wrong image, the wrong message to send that this is something coaches do.
I guess it's just a sport. You know what? You know, when I see an NFL coach, I kind of look away. I don't really care. You know, you don't have a great picture of him. Generally, he's on the sidelines, and you kind of look at him. Oh, okay.
You know what?
I've seen him a million times.
You know what? Though, here, picture. I want you to think about this now.
Yeah.
Picture. You watched Hard Knocks.
Yes.
How many meeting rooms now, when I think about it, had guys either holding a plastic bottle or a styrofoam cup?
I noticed that.
Or had one sitting in front of him.
Cup. Yep.
They all did.
Yep. I noticed that.
And I just hadn't thought, I just, for whatever reason, didn't register quite the same way before.
It didn't either. I just don't kind of, you know, I don't put the two together. I just don't. Chew and football, I don't.
Right.
I just don't. I mean, I expect in baseball, I look at it very carefully, and I see somebody, I go, holy crap, are you kidding me? You still doing that? All right, I'll start looking. See what I find this weekend. I'll take a look. I didn't, I really have never done it before. I've never looked at a head coach and said, let me see.
Didn't your guy Tim Beckman get in trouble for it? Didn't he face some backlash for having a huge wad of chew in his mouth?
He had it in his head, though.
No, at least he had it in his mouth instead of shoving it in his ear. So I guess that's a victory.
We think.
Right, as far as we know.
Reportedly.
But isn't that, I want to say he got in trouble for it because cameras caught him on the sidelines with a bunch of it in his mouth.
Yeah, still, even at that. That's a distant, hazy memory for me, as you know, and I don't really think of it that way. I will check. I watch a lot of football on Sunday. I will check. I'll try to take in as many games as possible and see what I see. But I just have never really thought when they show the NFL coach, he's got his headset on. I never even look at him that hard. You know, I don't like just stare at him. See, what do you got to chew in there, dude? I mean, and the other coaches you very rarely see.
Lawrence Holmes has his full boat for you tonight.
Is it the full boat?
Is it? No, wait. No, it's I'm official. Wrong. It's not full.
Nope.
It's 3 hours. That's not the full boat.
Yeah, he's on at 7.
Because it's after Bears All Access.
Yes.
So it's a boat. It's a kind of a boat.
It's going.
It's not the entire boat.
Not the entire boat.
Boers and Bernstein.
Close.
You got the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's great, with a capital G, at the highest level of great.
He's at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Bob.
Hello, friend.
He contacted his current lender to refinance. He was quoted a low rate with no closing costs.
Hello,
but,
Bob.
Hi, Bob. But the loan documents arrived with $2,000 in closing costs. So Bob asked David to review the loan documents, and David told Bob that his lender was rewarding his loyalty by baiting and switching him because they thought he was stupid. So David quoted Bob the same low rate with zero costs because David always looks out for his borrower's best interest. If you want to secure a higher rate and closing costs on your next loan, call your bank. If you want to work with a lender that will always secure you a low rate and values your business, call David. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit his website, perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/life.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers, satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's hard not to be excited with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags, so we challenged real people to make it through Fright Fest without screaming.
I'll see what I can do.
See? You can't fight the happiness.
That was really, really messed up and terrifying.
Grab a Coke and try not to scream at Six Flags Fright Fest. Save big on admission at SixFlags.com with promo code Coke. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Transition is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home Friday night for Craft Beer Night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com at 543 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
What a hole!
And even though he's on a bit of a delay, he's joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
What's happening, Lawrence? What do you know?
Well, nothing. What have you guys been doing today?
Well, we started talking a little bit about basketball, anything that we could learn from the world of Fred making its debut last night, and then a lot of football, a lot of Greg Hardy and Bears and other things.
And chewing.
I heard a little bit of you guys talking with Big Cat about the Greg Hardy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that where it... Look, because you've seen guys do... Even Dez Bryant has been one of those guys that's done something where he looks like he's being a jerk, but he's actually trying to be a good teammate. I think where it crosses the line, and it's a pretty clear line, is when you put your hands on a coach. Like that to me seems pretty simple and plain, that once you put your hands on a coach, that's a red flag. But how many red flags on Greg Hardy do we need?
Oh, he's covered in red flags.
I mean, we have a conviction. So, right. I mean, I don't even know if we need a red flag at this point.
Yeah, this is a guy who shouldn't be a free man, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't disagree with you.
Hey, Morris, you know, you'd be the guy. You're around it more than we are anymore. I'm glad I'm not around it because I'm just too old to have the patience for it. But do you know that noticed football coaches chewing or
yes.
players chewing?
You do? Absolutely.
Did you read the Mike Freeman piece?
No, but I will. I love Mike Freeman. So he wrote about dipping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He just
it's in there.
I talked to former players and coaches. He said the lowest estimate he got was at 40% of the league, players and coaches. Well, 40% of players, and he said almost all the coaches.
Is that true, Lawrence?
The player seems a little high to me, but Mike would know. I mean, he's in a lot of different locker rooms throughout the country, so he would know. But, yeah, I've seen plenty of coaches do that. And you kind of go, oh, okay. It's kind of moved over from baseball to football.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, not to stereotype, but I guess I'm going to.
It's the white guys.
White Southern, usually, is what you see. Guys that come from the South or played ball in the South, you see that happening with. In baseball, I've actually seen it less than when I first started. You see it all the time.
Well, baseball's tried really hard to work at it. Baseball's lobbied, and there have been rules put in place in the minors that changed everything. So they've actively mm-hmm. tried to get rid of it.
But there's still a couple of guys here and there that you see, and you know that they're dipping, and you know the dangers of it. And I in college and in high school, I had teammates who dipped, and I was just like, this is disgusting. Like the whole act of it is disgusting. The only person I knew that could make it endearing was Doug.
But that's just because he's Doug.
Right. But even Doug would have those moments where he would forget which cup was which.
Oh, and yes, you go, he would. Yes, you go, he did that to me once. Yes,
oh.
he did.
You go, yes, oh, that's not good for you.
Yeah, and with Doug, I certainly wasn't going to say too much. Other than, Doug, you just did that.
You know, I wasn't going to say what's wrong with you, because if I say what's wrong with you, I'm on the floor.
Well, Doug would also step out and have a smoke, too.
And burn popcorn to cover it up.
Yes, he would. Oh, buddy, I burned the popcorn again.
Uh-huh. Sure you did. Oh, I missed that. That's what you did, huh?
The old microwave popcorn burned because you were outside having a couple of butts. Don't worry about it, big fella. You're all good.
What did you guys think of what you saw from Fred and the boys last night?
Good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I like the minutes load. I like a lot, and it looked to me like the Bulls were more relaxed. It could be my imagination.
He killed Kirk Heinrich all of a sudden. He didn't tell us that they've done away with Captain Kirk.
Why is that a bad thing?
I didn't say it was. Etwan Moore looks like he's got a leg missing. Looked real comfortable in this offense.
I don't know if Kirk can keep up in this offense.
He never wanted to keep up in any offense. He wants to pound the ball and look and pound the ball. You can't do that. It's the one thing with Fred that you cannot do. You got to go.
Yeah, the ball can't stop.
Right.
You can't have that where the ball is stopping. It's got to be in motion, or you've got to be in motion. 15 of the 22 shots that Derrick Rose shot were in the paint. I think that's a major improvement. That's something that you want to see more often.
How about Nikola Mirotic getting his ass kicked on the defensive end and staying in the game because he was scoring?
Yeah. There's a trade-off, a plus-minus that has to take place if you're a coach. And look, it was a good first start. Now let's see what happens next. And back-to-back, we'll get a chance to see it very shortly, what happens with them, and see if they can keep this tempo up and who thrives in it. And McDermott looked good last night and made some shots, made open looks. It's all he's got to do. He looks like he's in better shape. I had Jason on from the UC last night, and he was saying that, I guess, Jimmy kind of took McDermott for 3 weeks and locked him in a room and, you know, worked out.
He needed it, by the way.
He did need it.
He absolutely needed it, Lawrence. Absolutely needed it. I mean, you want to play. You want to play with the big boys. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, and
get yourself in shape.
If you want to play in this tempo, especially.
Yeah. Get yourself in shape.
You better be ready.
So I think we're both encouraged, although didn't this final score sound like a typical Bulls-Cavs game?
Yeah, knew that Cleveland was going to make a run, and they did. Yeah. And Kevin Love got loose and hit a couple of threes. But how about Powell? Powell made a couple of really, after looking like a dog for most of the game,
he made some really
nice defensive plays down the stretch.
Weird game, because there were guys going around him. He was giving up layup after layup, and he blocked six shots. I don't know what to make of that.
That's what I didn't understand about the shot that LeBron took at the end, where it's almost as if you can fade away on a layup, he kind of did it, and it allowed Powell the space to catch up, and the angle was perfect for him to be able to get as high because of the trajectory of the ball. And I'm just saying, why isn't LeBron trying to take the body on this one and go straight to the rim? It was a little bit weird. Maybe it's because that back is barking. You saw that with LeBron.
Yeah, definitely.
That he's there, you know, on the inline, like with towels and stretching out the whole time. It's going to be a major storyline to watch in the NBA for the rest of the year.
I saw it written yesterday by a couple guys talking about it, that it seems at this point, and they're just guessing, Lawrence, they don't know for sure, but it certainly would appear to them that finally at this age, and LeBron's been around a while, not necessarily doesn't sound like he's that old, but all of this stuff, carrying these teams and doing all he's done, the playoffs and everything, is finally getting to him a little bit. His body's starting to give out a little bit, and if that's the case, then the Cavs are in trouble and the Bulls are looking better.
They're in trouble as long as Kyrie Irving is not on the floor. I think once he gets back, if you've got healthy Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love with aging LeBron, I think you still have a team that's real scary to get rid of. And I love the addition of Mo Williams to their team.
I think professional basketball player.
It makes a lot of sense. So I'm not on until 7 tonight.
Yeah, that's right. You've got Bears All Access coming your way, and then you will be here.
But I got a treat for people. 7 o'clock, Charles Tillman is going to join me.
Oh, fun. Oh.
He of the undefeated Carolina Panthers. Boy, we'll talk. He's got a book.
And you know what? That dude, you ask
him how happy
he is that he has Luke Kuechly at his
and Thomas Thomas. Davis.
And Thomas Davis in front of him. Because that's how you can play a 47-year-old quarterback.
He's not 47.
You know who is, by the way?
Who?
Jim Tomsula.
Is he only 47?
He's only 47.
He has packed a lot of wisdom into his 47 years.
And apparently also loves himself the smokeless tobacco,
That doesn't surprise me one single bit.
He's been swallowing it for the last 35 years, I think.
Just some quick thank yous, and Bears Alexas will be coming your way.
Big Cat Williams is a lot of fun today, and Zach Zabin and Hub Arkush are always.
And Transition was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. They're home Friday night for Craft Beer Night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
It's like an Italian dining room table, okay? Everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broken, people leave, okay? But everybody's got to come back to the table to eat, okay? And when it's all said and done, there's hugging and kissing, and we're eating good food again, okay?
I love Matt Abaticola. He's Dale Jr., eliminated. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Not into the if this, if that, you know, type of scenarios. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
He's coming to listen, calling you. We will do it all again tomorrow. It's Thursday already.
Who are you crapping?
5 o'clock. All right.
Hey, buddy. Hi, buddy!
Bears All Access is coming
in. Hey, buddy.
At the top of the hour. And then Lawrence will be around at 7 for fun as always. Have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
For Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Love wine but feel clueless in the wine aisle? Club W personalizes wine to your palate and delivers it directly to your doorstep, all at a fantastic price. Right now, Club W is offering 50% off your first month's order at clubw.com/radio. Stop wasting time and money and start drinking wine you know you'll love. Visit clubw.com/radio for 50% off your first month's order today. 50% off is an instant rebate credit. Maximum credit of $20. Must be 21 or older. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. W Inc. Buellton, California.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This Halloween, celebrate in style with Buy Costumes, the number one online destination for everything Halloween. Buy Costumes has thousands of Halloween costumes for everyone in the family, including the dog. Shop from our huge selection of this year's hottest costumes, including Star Wars, Minions, Disney Princesses, and all the Avengers characters. Visit buycostumes.com now and save 20% off your entire purchase with code AFCBS20. That's buycostumes.com and enter code AFCBS20.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't the place, it's the people.
and NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times,
you're smiling,
are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet
on the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200.